Welcome to More Than Money and QR Calgary. Rob, headline news story here. You ready for this?
Ready.
Inflation is not what you think it is during retirement.
What?
Yeah. So let me give you the concern that many people have. A lot of people are saying, oh, look at these inflation numbers, 5, 6, 7, make up your number, whatever number it is. And it's going to take off like that forever. And as I retire, I'm on a fixed income, or I've got a certain amount of capital that I got to spend for the rest of my life. There's no way that I can do this, or there's a big challenge, but I think the data is different. Mm-hmm. And so we want to bring in our upcoming guest right now, Fred Vitese. He's the former chief actuary and author of Retirement Income for Life. Fred, welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure. Hi, guys.
Okay, so the article that you put in the Globe and Mail talks about income needs and how it not necessarily always rises with inflation. So this is a shocker for many. Walk us through what your analysis is.
Well, it shouldn't be a shocker for anybody, really. First of all, a guy called Jeffrey Calvert wrote a book in a Canadian book back in 1977 that talked about this very phenomenon about how people do spend less, especially on durable goods and such as they get older. So that was known. I knew this when I was like 15 years old. I had a grandmother who came over from the old country who had virtually no income, but she never had any needs. As a matter of fact, she was still giving us cash gifts, even though by government standards or benchmarks, she would have been considered to be dirt poor. But there was no problem there in terms of that. Then I saw that with my own parents as they got older, that they stopped buying cars. My father easily had the money to buy a new car every couple of years, but he kept the same old Audi for like 15, 20 years. They stopped buying durable goods. I think last time we bought a sofa was in the 1960s and so on. But so I saw that just in terms of my own personal experience. That isn't what I based the book on, though. There were a number of studies. For example, there was a study done in Germany by someone called Borsch Supan. And anyways, in that study, he looked at 40,000 households and he looked at how assets were being drawn down in retirement. And what was happening in the 1960s, in their 60s, was what he expected to be happening, that the assets were slowly drawing down. And so their balances were getting a little smaller because they were spending the money. And then something surprising happened between ages 70 and 75. Instead of the assets drawing down further, suddenly their asset balances started to grow, their account balances started growing. And they tried to figure out what was going on. They just found that people were starting to spend less money once they reached somewhere in that ballpark between 70 and 75. So they studied that further and they concluded that the reasons for it were because people either had less ability to spend money because they were less mobile than they were when they were younger, or less interest. Maybe someone lost a spouse and were no longer really interested in exotic travel, things like that. So that's what they found. Looking at Canada, Malcolm Hamilton, probably our best actuary in the past couple of generations, had done a study about 25 years ago, where he sifted through data from Stats Canada. Very difficult to get through, by the way. He had to go through quite a few hoops to get this data. But what it showed was that the amount of money that seniors were giving away as cash gifts was a very substantial amount. Don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but it was like 20% of their money they were giving away as cash gifts when they were 70, in their 70s. Then when they were in their 80s, they were giving away even more. Once again, it's kind of suggesting that they weren't spending all their money because they didn't really feel like spending all their money. Then there were other studies done. And they all showed virtually the same thing. There was a Swedish study done that showed this. There was a very extensive one done in the UK by Brancati. And once again, it showed that people at all income levels were spending less money as they got older. There was a big drop between ages 60 and age 80. And they asked people if they was because they were constrained, they didn't feel they could spend the money. They just they indicated no in general, that they just didn't feel like spending the money. So, and as a result of all that, I looked at many different studies, and Americans have come up with a bunch of them to show what the percentage reduction would be. And I roughly worked it out that here's what happens. In your 60s, your spending does keep up with inflation. In your 70s, it's less than inflation by about 1% a year. So in real terms, your spending is dropping by 1% a year. And then in your 80s, it's dropping by about 2% per year. And then in your 90s, all of a sudden, it starts keeping up with inflation again. At that point in time, you're probably under long-term care, or you have a personal support worker, and you're beholden to somebody else to meet your needs. So that's kind of, and that's what I based my book, Retirement Income for Life, on.
Yeah, no, I think it's amazing data, because, I mean, when we are talking with clients and going through on their spending habits through their journey of retirement, it changes as well. So I think that's incredibly interesting. And I think that given the concerns of inflation right now with a lot of people and continued inflation, we're starting to see cracks in that, but it's still at the grocery stores and in people's minds. How should people be handling their retirement income based on the current fears?
Well, I have to admit, I, like everybody else, thought that inflation was pretty much dead. Bank of Canada implemented their 2% target back in the early 1990s. And then since then, inflation has kind of hovered around the 2% level, sometimes even less than that. And I thought that's just how it's always going to be. What I didn't count on was a pandemic. And I guess it could have been anything else. It could have been some other major crisis or black swan event, as they call them. But it was the pandemic, and the government spent huge amounts of money, as we know, and not only Canada, Canadian, but other governments did. And we're having this problem in developed countries around the world, where now that the large amounts, they were spending large amounts that they didn't have, that it's kicked up inflation everywhere I guess it spiked at around the 8 or 9% level, which we hadn't seen since the late 1980s. So what it means to me is that if it happened now, it can happen again. It can happen. It may not, won't be because of COVID. It'll be because of something else that we can't even predict. It might be in 5 years' time or 10 years' time. But what it means is that if you can maximize your income that is inflation protected without too much cost, like the cost of insurance, then you should do so. And by that means, for example, that if you can start your CPP pension at age 70 instead of 65 or 60, you should do so, because it would be that much greater and it is fully inflation protected. If you can start, if you can postpone your OAS, I was never keen on postponing OAS because the bump isn't quite as great as with OAS as it is with CPP, but it's still substantial. It's 36% more at 70 versus 65. And if you can do that as well, then you should do so, because once again, it's fully inflation protected. So anything that gives you inflation protection is a good thing as far as I'm concerned, as long as the cost isn't too great.
Fred, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much for letting us know about your thoughts, the research that you've done, and the ideas of, you know, maximizing your inflation protection along the way. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Okay, you're quite welcome. My pleasure.
We've been joined by Fred Vitiz, former chief actuary and author of Retirement Income for Life. Now, these are the concerns that people have. And I think Fred's points on making sure that you have inflation protection, having a proper strategy in place, understanding that your behaviors will change as you age. I think we look at retirement as a destination, not a long-term journey. And so if it's inflation rate when you're in your 60s and you're spending equivalent to inflation rate increases, you're going to think that's going to happen forever. And I think our industry has also modeled that as well when we do retirement plannings, Rob. So I think there is a bit in regards to that. There is some influence from the industry saying just keep this inflation rate the same throughout retirement. Right. And then there's also the mindset of, well, I'm spending inflation rate increases right now. That's going to happen forever from the individual investor. So a lot to learn here. Rob, we do have our seminar talking about how do you protect your inflation? How do you protect yourself when you have volatility in the markets at our upcoming seminar in April? When is that?
It's April 25th, 7 p.m. This is in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Now, when you're an executor, that can make a big impact in your life. It can suck the time away and have potentially real risk or legal liability. We're going to talk about that after the break. You're joining us now, or come and join us actually, on More Than Money on QR Calgary.